Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community on CJMQ 88.9 FM, here to share stories that connect us to the locals in the Eastern Townships. Today, we're diving beneath the surface, literally, with Jacques Tremblay, an experienced diver and project manager at Plongée Aquamundo. Jacques spearheaded a cleanup project under Lake Memphremagog, and he's here to share his journey of protecting our waters.
Good. So my name is Jacques Tremblay. So yes, I'm a diver. I've been diving for many years, just for fun. And since the last few years, I've been working with the dive shop in Sherbrooke called Aquamundo. And working through them, I became an instructor and been involved in all sorts of projects. So now with them, I'm the equivalent of project manager, and this is one of the projects that they asked me to go for it, and well, that's it. We're going for dive against debris and trying to do our part as divers for the environment and the community. So,
the inspiration for this cleanup effort, Jacques explains, comes from a shared love for the underwater world and the unfortunate reality divers face when they encounter litter during their dives.
Well, we're all divers, and our playpen is, well, not over, but under the waterline. And yeah, we go there just to have fun and visualize and see fish and all sorts of things. And it's like somebody that would go, I don't know, let's say, play tennis somewhere and all sorts of trash everywhere. You wouldn't like that. About the same thing with us. So we when we're underwater and we're just going... We're just diving, and at one point you see trash everywhere and all sorts of debris. It's not very interesting for us. Yeah. So that's about the inspiration. Part of the inspiration that we had is to try to clean up where we dive. We don't dive everywhere, but mainly the area we dive. So it started about like that. And after that, well, starting to read and inform myself mainly on what the implication or the repercussion of the of what's happening with the trash underwater, we decided to take action on our part and try to clean up well the areas where we dive.
Organizing a cleanup isn't as simple as gathering a few divers. Jacques shares that preparation is essential to make sure each dive is safe and effective.
Well, the first part is to connect with the network that we have through the dive shop. Here we have a big network of divers because we train lots of divers all around Quebec, and so yeah, we send out a message to through the social media mainly, and word of mouth to the divers if the people would be interested in coming and help us do that. We are based we have a boat based in the Bay of Georgeville on Lake Memphremagog, and this is the area where we wanted to start and see what would be there, since we are mainly working from there on Memphremagog. It was a place where we said, well, we're going to start there. There's a marina, so it's kind of for us a place to start for helping the community, give back a bit to the local community for their part of the lake, their bay. And it's also a marina, so it's a place where there may be some trash underwater. So that's how it starts. And after that, well, we do some training. There's some training that there's a course that we give through a foundation that comes from about worldwide that's called Project Aware. And one of the areas that they work for is mainly dive against debris. It's mainly focused on ocean, but trash comes from lakes to river down to the ocean. So by repercussion, it goes all the way up the lake. So we try to work with them. So with the courses and the training we give to the divers for dive against debris with the organization, with Aquamundo, because we need also some infrastructures. We need boats. We need all sorts of safety equipment and everything. So they supply it for us. So that's how it all started.
Jacques and the team's most recent cleanup dive at Georgeville Marina yielded nearly 500 pounds of debris. While it might sound like a lot, he explains that it's actually a sign of improvement.
Well, if we start with more trash in the area, there was a similar dive done in about 2018, 2019, and they collected something, almost a ton and a half of junk at the bottom of the lake in just the same area we went. This year, we collected about 400, almost 500 pounds, which is a big, what shall I say, improvement by saying that, we got much less junk than we thought we would have, so that's very interesting for the people are getting a bit more conscious of about throwing things in the lake. We did it at Georgeville at this time. We're going to see in the next few years how we go at it. Are we staying on Lake Memphremagog, or are we doing somewhere else? Lake Memphremagog is a big playpen for us, so there's many, many places where we could go and have a look, do some exploration dive, and if we find some places where we see lots of junk, we could. We're going to try to do other days like that, to like dive against debris to remove those debris from the lakes.
Our guest emphasizes the importance of keeping litter out of the lake, explaining that even small actions make a difference.
The thing is that the first dive, we took out lots of big concrete blocks, tires, and things like that. They're very heavy, so it adds up a lot of weight and very fast. This time, we collected all sorts of little debris. Glass bottles, beer bottles, plastic, all sorts of little things. So 500 pounds of nice little things is almost as much work as 2 tons of big things like a motor. Yeah. So that's it. So for the implication or to reducing anything that is going to be thrown on the ground for people that are not on lakes, it's going to be washed up by rain. It's going to be end up in sewers. It's going to be going down to rivers and lakes. So every debris that you have, plastic, cigarette butts, anything. So we try to reduce that so it will not impact the underwater marine life. Boulders, we see lots of things that, it's recreational, it's fun, you go for a party on a boat. If you try not to throw everything overboard, like beer cans, especially, or plastic or anything, and keep it inside your boat and dispose of it properly, that's going to help the marine life also. So it's all those little things that's going to help prevent those things to go down. You've got different kind of debris like glass or concrete. It's not too bad because it's quite inert. But if you have plastic, they're going to rub, they're going to wear, they're going to go microplastics. And we hear about that all the time on the radio, that microplastics are not good for us. Yeah. Well, they're not good for the fish. They're not good for us that eat the fish. Everything that you can, try not to dump on the ground or in rivers or in the water, that's going to help.
Now, apparently in the underwater world, one can find some pretty unique items.
I've seen many different things in water, like tractors, like skidoos, like boats, like kayaks. But the most unique thing that we had this year, we found a bottle that was sealed, and in it was a letter from a son to his dad. And I don't know what year it was sent, but anyway, we found it at the bottom, and that was kind of quite unique, you know, like a bottle at the bottle thrown at sea there. Well, it was a bottle thrown in the lake, so that was quite unique.
This cleanup effort is just the beginning. Jacques envisions more dives around Lake Memphremagog and possibly other lakes, and he's already in touch with divers from different areas interested in joining the cause.
Oh boy, the vision is, it could be quite grand. It all depends on how we want to tackle it, because it's quite a big ordeal. We're going to try to contact different people around the lake. Lake Memphremagog, like I said, is a big playpen for us. And it's a big, huge lake, you know. So there are many places like, I don't know, the Ogden Marina, the Bay of, Sargent Bay Marina. There's all those, federal wharf that used to have lots of people there, and for many years they've been dumping junk in the lake. So there's all sorts of places like that on Memphremagog. There are also all sorts of initiatives I know of initiatives that done lake part of Lake Brome, Lake Brompton. So we're going to try to talk to those people. I've got some divers that called us that said, "Oh, we did that on the lake. Would you be interested to help out?" So that would be interesting. Like I say, we need infrastructure, and we are lucky that Aquamundo here has got some infrastructure, like safety, like oxygen kits that we need when we have lots of divers in the water. So just ordinary divers don't necessarily have all that infrastructure, so we need to connect with the dive shop like here. We're lucky to have that. So yeah, we're going to try to connect to people, and if people want to contact us also, just send an email or Facebook. You could send it to Aquamundo also. They're going to contact me, and I'm going to try to see what we can do with the network of divers that we have.
Our guest goes on to explain to us that there is much more to diving than just cleanup projects. There are actually plenty of beautiful spots to explore underwater. Jacques shared some of his favorite local dive sites and what makes them special.
Well, we got a few nice spots in the Eastern Township. One of the nicest is Lake Memphremagog. The only problem with lakes is the accessibility, which is a bit difficult because it's all private owned around the lake. Like I say, Lake Memphremagog is a very great place to dive because it's a kind of a deep lake. And we got all sorts of marine life. We got nice underwater cliff. We got underwater islands that we can go and visit. We have lots of different things to see, mainly in the Memphremagog. We also have other places, like there's a quarry in Tetford Mine called Flintcut that's all been arranged for divers. Mainly, it's only for divers, and it's kind of nice. There's one in the near Montreal, also Kanawaki, which is interesting. It's a quarry, so the lake is the water is very clear, so you can see very far. There's Lake Massawippi, more difficult to access, but it's a nice lake also. But like I said, Memphremagog is one hell of a good place to dive.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
If you're interested in diving or want to help with future cleanup efforts, Jacques has some advice on where to start.
Well, in the area, there's not that many dive shops, but one of the biggest and nicest one is the one I'm working with is with Plongée Aquamundo. We give training all year round, all levels. So we start from there, beginner's level, and after that is second level. We've got rescue, we've got, we give all sorts of training for that. And that's I'd say the best place to start is through there.
A big thank you to Jacques Tremblay and the Aquamundo team for their dedication to protecting our lake. For anyone inspired to dive or join a future cleanup, Aquamundo is here to welcome you. For CJMQNews.com, this has been Reaching Out to the Community on CJMQ 88.9 FM, where we shine a light on the community stories that inspire us all to make a difference.